Vayu b'nei Yisrael ba'midbar. At the end of Parashat Shlach, the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, and it says b'nei Yisrael are in the midbar. As we'll see, why is it single out the midbar? Who cares? They were in the midbar. If they were somewhere else, then it wouldn't. Then the halacha wouldn't apply. Vayimsu ish Mekoshesh Eitzim biyom Hashabbos, and it says they found an ish. Well, see, usually ish is a positive term, but here it's talking about apparently someone who's being mechalo Shabbos. In fact, as the way Rashi would tell us, the first mechalo Shabbos in Jewish history must be a big Russia. By Yakrivo so motzim oso makoshes eitzim, they brought him to Moshe v'Aaron. By Enicho so ba mishmar, because they didn't know what to do, and they didn't know what to do. We already learned someone who's mechalo Shabbos is chayiv misa. What do you mean they didn't know what to do? We'll have to discuss that. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Mos Yumas Ha'ish, Ragam Oso Ba'avanim. And you have to stone him. Vayotzi Oso Kol Eidah Mechutz Ha'machane, Vayigrimu Oso Ba'avanim, Vayomos Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So, that's the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. They found someone who, we'll have to see what Mekoshesh Eitzim means. What? Apparently he did some type of thing that he desecrated the Shabbos. And they decided they didn't know what to do. So therefore, what's Pshat that they didn't know what to do? So first of Rashi writes, what's Bamidbar? It's talking about Gnai LeYisrael. It's a disgrace to the Jewish people. It's like, I guess, it was a disgrace to the Jewish people. Yisrael was the first one to bless the Jewish people. So here it's a Gnai. Why? Because they just, the second Shabbos, the next Shabbos, they were Mechalo Shabbos. So that's why Rashi says we single out the Midbar to tell us it's only the second Shabbos in Mechalo Shabbos. Others, Achronim, point out, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, I think the Maharal Diskin and others, why by Midbar? Because there's a whole discussion, what's the status of the Midbar? Is it a Rishus HaRabim? Not. So he wants to point out that since it was desolate before, it wasn't, but now by Yub and Israel by Midbar, the Jewish people went to the Midbar. So now you have to deal with now it has the status of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore we have to deal with the issue of Hotzah, of carrying. So nevertheless, that's a sum of Farshim say. So we'll come, so that was, so, and what were they discussing? So again, the simple explanation brought down by the Farshim is that of course they knew Yom Mechalo Shabbos, Yechayev Misa, but they didn't know, they weren't sure which Misa to give, so therefore they had to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll give another pshat based on Tosis and Baba Basra in a little bit. So there's a famous Maharsha, well, there's a famous Gemara and Baba Basra, Kuf Yud Tes, and Tosis over there points out that really the Mekoshesh Eitzim was l'shem Shamayim. He did it for the sake of heaven. Avera l'shma. But what was the Avera l'shma? That he realized the Klai Yisrael were down. They thought that today after the sin of the Meraglim, it's over, we're rejected, the Torah is not intact. So he went ahead for the sake of Shem Shamayim. He was going to Mechalo Shabbos so he could help out the rest of Klai Yisrael, that they'll learn. And in fact, we'll see. So that's what Tosis points out, Shem Shamayim. And that's how he was able to do it. Aye, but so the Maharsha asked the famous question. Like, what do you mean? L'shem Shamayim, so what? It's an Aveir Lishma. We can't do an Aveir Lishma. It was after Matan Torah, or be only pretty soon after Matan Torah. So we don't do Aveir Lishma. So the Marsha says, no, it wasn't an Aveira. In other words, why didn't he educate? It wasn't an Aveira, because why? We have a principle from the Lamed Tes Malachas we learned out from the Mishkan. And you have to, in order, there's a Malacha Tzricha Laguf, you do the Malacha the same way it was done in the Mishkan, the Yechayim in HaTorah, a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa, you're putter, at least in HaTorah you're exempt. Like the classic example is, I'd say, why did they carry in the Midbar? Because you want to get something from place A to place B. But here you're carrying in the Midbar. But in case of a mace, if you don't want the dead body out of, you don't care where the dead body goes, you just want it out of your house, so that'd be a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. So the Maharsha says it's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. Because he wasn't carrying these sticks because he wanted the sticks. He carried the sticks to teach Chai Yisrael a lesson. He did it L'Shem Shamayim. So if you do it L'Shem Shamayim, and not for the purpose of the Malacha, it was really a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Lagufa. And at that point, there were no Dinim Drabbanan. So it was Heter Gomer. Aye, so it was Heter Gomer. So how did they kill him? How did they kill Schafa? Because they gave him, they didn't know. They gave a warning. Edom said, you know what you're doing, you're Machal Shabbos, and therefore, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, based in has to punish the way they see. As I think there's a Node Yehuda, because if we accept Tshuva, Tshuva's Ben Adam is based in Shalmala. A Dayan here can't take in Tshuva, or else if you do Tshuva, you can never give an Onish. So that's Tshuva, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here they have to do, they have to paskin what they see and the facts in front of them. So that's the famous Marshal. The people asked, but okay, but if he knew they were going to kill him, what about the issue of suicide? So that is a major machlokas, Tosis in the Rambam. When are you allowed to do suicide? Well, not exactly. Suicide's usher. But when don't we have a mitzvah for the big three? You have to go Kiddush Hashem. If someone forces you, if someone gives you a choice, I'll kill you or worship idols, illicit relations, or murder, so then you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What about if someone says Machal Shabbos? So we assume, like the Rambam, anytime you don't have to give up your life, it's usur. Usur too. As the Tosis' opinion is different, that if you can't bring yourself to eat treif, or to keep Shabbos, or to violate Shabbos, so then you have an option. We pass like the Rambam that you can, but even the Rambam agrees on the special scenarios. If the Gadol Hador says, or one of the Gadol Hador say that I'm making a stand, I have to do something for a Horasha, so then you're allowed to. Like the Chazal made by sometimes giving Onshin, Shalom and Adin, because that was the times warranted it. So that's what the Yisod of the Marsha. It's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha. If you do something not for the sake of the Malacha, even though you want the result, you want to get people to keep Shabbos, but you're not doing the for Malacha, so therefore it's a Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. In fact, the Igwe Tau in his Akdama brings down, I think the Shah quotes on the Ma'arik, that let's say you have someone, let's say it's Shabbos, and a guy's as one of those big attitude adjusters, big pachis. And he says, if you do this malacha for me, I won't hit you. I'm not going to kill you. I'll just cause you a lot of pain. So generally, that by itself wouldn't be enough, depending on what the situation is. But here, the Shach, others point out, obviously based on this Marsha, that they say, real Ismina Torah, you can do it. It's a malach, b'guai, because it's a malacha, she'ena tzricha, whatever malach he's making me do, I'm doing it for an external factor, because the guy is making it. And in fact, that's how the Rashba writes, that if anytime you do a malacha for a mitzvah, by definition, if you do it for a mitzvah, you do it because you have to. It's like God sitting there with the attitude adjuster. And therefore, really, even Mila would really be a Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. you have to do the Gzeiros HaKasda while you would be Chayav. But nevertheless, that's the sort of the Marsha, the Rashman. There's a famous Marish Engel about carrying, let's say, you're carrying passports, you need to think else you're going to get beat up by the government, be put in jail. Well, if it's Sakanas Nefesh, it won't be a Shaila. He talks about doing it with a couple of Malachi Shenin Shiku Gufa, maybe with the Shinoi, but the same he sowed. I'm not doing it today with a Malachi Shenin Shiku Gufa, because I'm carrying the papers not to get beat up. And that's a further debate. How far do you go? What about carrying medicine? Because I'm carrying the medicine because on one hand you need the medicine and you need the papers also. You wish you didn't need the medicine. You're doing it for other persons. That's a whole discussion. Kavod Abriyas, that's a separate topic. So nevertheless, that's the yisod of the Marsha. It's a malachah. In fact, now we can understand Pshat. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Think Samach Sadi Vava Midbeis. That Rabbi Akiva announced to us who was the Makosha Sheitzim. The Torah doesn't tell us. It just says it was the Makosha Sheitzim. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll tell you who it is. Slavchad. The one we know, his daughters who come onto the scene later want the Yerusha. So the Rabbi Yishmael says, what's going on here? Didn't you hear about the prohibition of Lashon Hara? Didn't you learn last week from Miriam? What are you doing? So what's the... So what's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, whether it's Lashon Hara or not? And then the Ben Yehoyada quotes from a Medrash that they asked Rabbi the same question. Who's the Makoshesh? So I guess they didn't know at that point. So he said, you tell me. Well, tell me, what did he do? They said, well, because why? Because it's different. It could be Tolesh, or it could be Ma'amir, or it could be Hotzah. So they said he did Tolesh. He separated. So the Rebbe said, in that case, I'll tell you who it is. Makoshesh is Schafchad. So what's the pshat? Like, you mean if he was Ma'avir Dawud Amos, Bershus Arabim, he went to Tol? What's the pshat? So as we said, Tosis says, L'shem Shamayim. We say it was L'shem Shamayim he did it. So, as we said, so he was a tzaddik. So Rabbi Akiva told him he was a tzaddik. That's why he revealed his name. Maybe Rabbi Yishmael didn't go L'shem Shamayim, I said. In fact, that's the Nakuda here. What's about with Rebbe? Who cares if you did Torah? So we know we have a rule. We learn out the Lamatis Malachas from the Mishkan. So we have... A malacha she'en etzuga gufa will make it putter, at least min haTorah. However, the isser of havara dawad amas b'rishus harabim, hotzam b'rishus goshus, that was in the Mishkan, but hotzaz dawad amas is only halacha moshe misinai. So some of Farshan point out, the only time we have a heter or an exemption of malacha, a qualification of malacha she'en etzuga gufa is if it's one of the lamites malachas. That we learn out from the Mishkan. Malachas Makshavas Aswat Torah. But this is Havara Daud Amos, so there is no dispensation from Malachas Ein Tzrichu Gufa. The Rebbe's saying, so if you think it was Hotzah, so then even the Malachas Ein Tzrichu Gufa wouldn't help. You'd still be Chayav Min HaTorah. If you're telling me it's Tolesh, then okay, that means it was a Malachas Ein Tzrichu Gufa, and you could say Tzadik Haya. So that's the pshat. And that's how they explain as well. There's another Gemara in Shabbos based on some Medrash, Zohar. But the Gemara talks about this is this family, this person who had a very beautiful orchard. And on Shabbos, the fence fell down. He was very worried all the animals would come and destroy it. So he tried to maybe justify pikuach nefesh, I'm not going to have any food. Either way, he held back. And he said, okay, I'm not going to do it. And a nace happened, apparently, a big slough called a big caper tree was built there, and it was able to mafarnis his family's for a long time. So, what kind of name is Slavka to the base? I think it's the Zohar. One of the Bali Kabbalah point out that there's a connection between Schafkad. Like, what does Schafkad have to do with Schafkad? So they point out, because what was going to the way Tosis writes, and others assume, that Schafkad was Lushem Shamayim. So he had good Machshava, but his Maisa was bad. This person, Gemara Shabbos, he had a bad Machshava. He wanted a Machal Shabbos, but the Gemara, he didn't do anything. He showed resistance and control, and therefore he did a good Maisa. So therefore it's like a tikkun for Schafkad. Schafkad had a bad, good Machshava, bad Maisa. So therefore, he takes the Machshava from Schafkad, and he takes his Maisa. I think like Rav Tzadok Kako and others point out, that's the concept of Tzvila B'Tzibor. That between everyone and Tzibor, one person might have a good Machshava, a good Maisa, you compare them, or as some point out, that's why even a mitzvah you do, lo l'shem shamayim, sometimes you have a good maisa, but you don't have kavana. Other times you have good kavana, so it saves itself for later on. So nevertheless, that's the yisod here. It's a tikkun for Schafkad. And just to conclude as well, there's a Rav Elchanan who wants to claim that what's the pshat in Schafkad or the Makoshi? How is he allowed to do it? Because we know the Gemara tells us Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, and one of the sources is Veshabbat Mareyus Hazar Shabbos. Better Machal Shabbos Achas Kesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. So Rav Elchanan said you drive to the hospital, or you call the doctor, you machal Shabbos, and then you can, or the person you're doing it, can keep many Shabbosos. So he says, that's the yisod here. If Klai said, that would have been it. After one Shabbos, it would have been over. So better, he made the scene. And he gave up his life, l'shem Shamayim. Normally, Avera l'shma's a problem, but here it wasn't an Avera, like in Kakadosh Baruch Hu knew about it, and therefore, that was the svara. Better to machal Shabbos achas k'deisha yishmar, the Klai Yisrael should keep many more. Of course, I think he leaves the tzarech iyan, then why was he killed then? If he did the right thing. So that could be different reasons why the message wouldn't have got across to Klai Yisrael if he wasn't killed, or some other reason. That's the Yisrael here, and that's the famous Rav Elchanan, and we find the svara also at the Shita Lumakavez in the Durham. It's probably the first time, and then she did Mekubet said, well, in the Durham, this is the first time probably Achama in Torah. But before we have by Moshe with his two sons, the Mila, he said, I'm not going to do the bris now, I'm not going to endanger my kids. What was the Svara? So that's what the Shita Gwesis quotes. Better Machal Shabbos Achas. The better if I do the mila now, they're gonna die. But better machal Shabbos Achas, they can keep many more mitzvahs. So that's the yisod here. The Makoshe Teishim with Shem Shamayim Haisa, and that's why Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe were able to name names. And it's not Lashon, it's Lashon Tov, because we have a mitzvah when someone does a good thing. Mitzvah lefarseim. That's why I think the Rashba, they write that it's okay if you want to donate a lot of money and put your name on the plaque, it's a mitzvah to do it, because it's Mr. Lefarzim. If you do it, then others will follow. That's how people say they used to, or they still have, when they have Yisker appeal, so many go for announcing the pledge. Even the point being not that it's not comfortable for you per se, with some people it might be, but the issue is if you hear other people giving, so they claim you're more likely to give yourself. And that's the yisod here. We have the mafarsim who it was. So Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe, a mafarsim davar tov, and the makoshe, that's why he's called Ish. He was Ish is masha chashuv, a chashuv person. And that's what also Beno Schafra said, Avinu meis b'midbar. He died in the midbar. He wasn't involved in the machokas of Korach va'adaso. And that's the yisod here of the Marsha, the Rashba, the Marik, about the Malacha Shein and Tzvichu Agufa, if you're doing it for external purposes. And that's why, and even though it's with Shem Shamayim, he had to be killed to, because based and goes by what's, can't go by Ben Makshava, and therefore he got his point across, and he basically, and he saved Klal Yisrael.